Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking drought with Megan Overby from the state of North Dakota. Back with Megan in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Well, neighbors, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, July 22nd, broadcast live from Texas on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,415 head will be offered, 3,400 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 4,700 weaned calves, and 13,000 calves on cows. For information on all the cattle being sold, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Here we are, middle of the summer, and we basically have no drought in our region. Oklahoma, 1% of the state is in drought, moderate drought or worse. Texas, 5%, 0.5% in Kansas. Now, there is a lot of drought when you get into New Mexico. 85% of the state is rated in drought conditions. But you go further north and west, it gets even worse. North Dakota, for example, 100% of the state is in drought conditions right now. A good bit of it is an exceptional or extreme drought. Megan Overby is a farm broadcaster up in North Dakota for the Red River Radio Network. She also lives on a ranch with her husband in the east central part of North Dakota in the midst of severe drought in her area. But she says it's been dry for a long time and pastures almost non-existent.
And I remember back in May, NDSU Extension was forecasting a 25 to 30% reduction in forages. And obviously that has been much higher considering we did not get much rain in April, May, or June. The livestock auctions in North Dakota on the cattle side typically don't sell an overwhelming amount of cattle this time of the year.
But in May and June, liquidation has been heavy.
And so we have easily have been seeing 2,000 plus head of cattle moving through these barns, and in some very extreme cases, Rugby, North Dakota is in the central part of the state. They had been moving 4,000 plus cow-calf pairs a week. And, you know, a lot of other auction barns doing the same.
Rugby's in the middle of exceptional drought right now. Megan Overby's operation has severe drought. They've been able to hold on to most of their cattle at this point.
Our situation here maybe hasn't been as dire as others. We have culled pretty modestly, cows that probably would have gone down the road this fall, any cow that wasn't carrying a calf by her side. And of course, we didn't keep anything extra. A lot of these cattle that we are seeing move through barns as well are replacement quality females that producers had intended to keep and breed, but there's just no extra resources around. And we're seeing that when we go to bale our fields this year. There's many 20 to 30 acre hay fields. That's just the common number some people have been throwing around. And farmers and ranchers are only getting 4 or 5 bales off of, 20 to 30 acres. And a lot of this hay, we're just not able to cut it. A lot of producers not even churning cattle out to pasture. So that just gives you a little bit of a glimpse as to some of the situations that ourselves and other fellow ranchers are going through here in North Dakota.
Sounds like that is a fairly safe bet that we are going to see a significant reduction in mama cows in North Dakota this year.
Yes. Like I said, a lot of those cow-calf pairs have already moved through the system and back to that Rugby livestock barn from our location where we're at. We'd still be a good couple-plus hours away from that barn. But really, that has been the story. They actually had to churn producers away unless it was a severe situation they were in. They're out of feed. They could not physically take care of their cattle anymore. They were actually booking 2-3 weeks out in their sales because they had put in extra pens, they had put in extra waterers, and they were moving, they were at max capacity. They physically couldn't move any more cattle at that barn.
Megan's cattle operation, like the majority of North Dakota, is in severe drought right now and little prospect of getting out of that anytime soon with hot, dry conditions continuing. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.